Well, Advent has kicked off. It is a holiday season, a holiday month. Every month should be a holy month, but we're going to put the extra effort on this month of December. So let's talk about it. Father Steve Durkee, Associate Pastor of Our Lady of Consolation Paris in Rockford, to do just that. Father Durkee, good morning to you.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, as you said, my name is Father Stephen Durkee. I grew up in Caledonia, Michigan, so I'm from the area. I'm recently ordained. A couple of days ago was my six-month anniversary as a priest, so I was ordained on June 3rd, this year of 2017. So,
well, you do look young. Let's go there.
The parishioners say it's good that I'm bald.
I didn't say that.
That's okay.
but congratulations on this journey.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So ordained means?
Ordained, yeah. So I've discerned a call to the priesthood. The bishop and the church have agreed to that. And so they have asked me to participate in that ministry of a priest, to serve the Lord and, you know, to bring the message of salvation to the world. So,
when did you know that you had the Spirit around you?
Probably the most common question I receive.
But that's it's a human interest question.
And that's a good thing.
I wasn't called to the nunhood.
I know, yeah.
I mean, why? What is that feeling?
You know, initially it wasn't something I ever grew up with. You know, I tell people all the time, I thought I would be a math teacher. I went to Central Michigan University originally to be a math teacher. I was hoping I would coach basketball. Grew up loving the Bad Boys Pistons and Chauncey Billups in 03 and 04 when they won the championship. So, big basketball fan. But, you know, it wasn't until 2007, and I was a junior in high school, and I just felt the Lord invite me to consider to be a priest. And I can't explain it besides just this strong conviction in my heart.
Yeah. Again, thank you for that. Hey, what is Advent and why is it so important?
You know, Advent, it's so important because we remember the two arrivals of Christ. So, for example, Advent means to come. It's from the Latin word venire, right? So the two comings of Christ, first and foremost, is the most obvious. We're going to celebrate Christmas, you know, so when the divine person, Jesus Christ, takes on our humanity to be one of us, so that we can have an intimate friendship with our God, right? So that's the first one. The second one is the arrival at the end time, right? That we all, with our Christian hope, look forward to the future when Christ will come back and welcome us into heaven. So it's both arrivals. It's both the here and now, where we remember Christ and his arrival and his incarnation, but also in the future, that we all look forward to our heavenly glory.
So the season of Advent is? Just started, right?
Yeah, it just started. It's now. We started last Sunday. It's the 4 weeks preceding Christmas. So it's a time of preparation.
So let's turn to the Catholic religion. What should Catholics be focused on during this time? And is it okay that I just zone in on Catholics?
That's fine for now, absolutely. I would say that Catholics should be focused on three things: to watch, to prepare, and to rejoice. So to watch, basically to pray, you know. How is the Lord acting in your life? You know, where do you see God's presence in your life? Prepare. Do we have space in our hearts for Christ? So I'm a big sports fan. I wore a Detroit Lions hat here. I mentioned the Detroit Pistons already, yeah. Right? One thing that I can get that can be difficult for me in my life is too much sports, not enough prayer, right? Mm-hmm. So where are those things in our life that we are not allowing for Christ to have space in our heart? So Advent's a time to, where can I make more room, more space for Christ in my life? So for Catholics specifically, that might be through more prayer. That might be through the celebration of the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And obviously, hopefully, encouraging them to go to Mass throughout the Advent season. And then finally, to rejoice. One of the things I love about Pope Francis is that he talks all the time about the joy of the gospel. And good Christians who have an experience with the Lord, are Christians who live with that joy. They have that experience that they hold on to, and their life exudes that. They show the Christ's love through their spirit, through their smile, through their joyfulness.
So let's ask how the season of Advent applies to non-Catholics.
Yeah, and so I think everything I said, obviously, with the exception of reconciliation, excuse me, would apply to non-Catholics. But one thing that I think that all of us in this would be more broad for those who are not Catholic is to consider the question, how well do I know Christ? Mm-hmm. And so sticking with a sports metaphor for a moment, if you were to ask me, how well do you know Matthew Stafford?
Let me ask you. How well do you know Matthew Stafford? He's been in the studio. Do you feel?
Has he really?
Well, it's been 3 or 4 years.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now I feel very special, you know.
Now, next time he's back, I'll say Father Stephen Durkee's been in the studio.
Well, he won't have a clue you're talking. That's okay, though. That's all good.
Sorry, we're diverse. How well do you know Matthew Stafford?
Well, you know, I know that he had a 5,000-yard season in 2011, and he threw for 44 touchdowns. I know he's been playing for the Lions for 9 years. He's thrown for 4,000 yards at least the past seven. And I believe he's the Detroit Lions quarterback now and for the future. But if you were to ask me, how well do I know my best friend, Father Conwell?
How well do you know your best friend, Father Conwell?
Thank you very much, Shelley.
I like this.
And Father Conwell is the associate pastor at St. Robert's in Ada. And we grew up together. We have known each other since we were 8 years old. We're both priests. He was ordained the year before I was. I know that he loves to read. He hates sports. Mm-hmm. I know that he loves movies. He preaches all the time about movies. Mm-hmm. I know a lot about Colin. Mm-hmm. But if you were to ask me the difference between those two relationships, the essential quality, the essential difference, is a shared experience. So the reason why I would say the question that we should reflect on is, how well do we know Christ? Yeah. Where are those authentic experiences of Christ in our life? Right? More than just knowledge about who Christ is. But how do I experience Christ every day? All right, that's something that all of us can do right now this Advent season to welcome him into our lives in a deeper, more profound way.
Father Stephen Durkee with us, Associate Pastor of Our Lady of Consolation Parish in Rockford, talking Advent and certainly more. How are you involved with the Catholic Diocese of Grand Rapids?
Well, I'm the Associate Pastor at Our Lady of Consolation, so that is, I would say, the shortest answer to my involvement for the diocese, which I love it. It's awesome.
Hey, let's go back to community participation with the Catholic Church during this time. How can the community participate? I trust you invite all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would invite everyone to Mass on the weekends, you know. And if you want to look up your parish, go to dioceseofgrandrapids.org. Correct? Yeah, sorry, I had to check that for a moment. But yeah, I mean, we're open all Christmas season, so you're welcome to visit.
Yes, and masses during Advent, Christmas, or throughout the year, that's pretty common in the Catholic Church, yes.
We're open every Sunday. Yeah. Oh, yes.
God forbid you aren't one Sunday.
I know.
Although, I imagine some of the snow, we've had days when Sundays...
If it's that bad, maybe, yes.
What else would you like to share from your talents, Father Stephen?
You know,
You can predict the next Lions game if you want to go there.
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm a little down on my Lions right now, you know. I guess I would just say, I don't know. You caught me off guard with that question.
Just say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. You know, I know my prayers for everyone in this great city of Grand Rapids. We have a beautiful city. We have a beautiful home. So prayers for all of you. God bless.
Great. One more time, share that website to find out more information.
Dioceseofgrandrapids.org.
Great. All right. Thanks for your good time. Congratulations on your current position and the future that you will bring to West Michigan and the Spirit as well. Father Stephen Durkee, Associate Pastor, Our Lady of Consolation Parish in Rockford. Take care.